last month, marked finishing 13 years as the pastor here at the Kenner Friends Church. Officially, I started in January, the 1st of January of 2012. Finishing 13 years and getting ready to start 14. Some time ago, the Indiana Yearly Meeting published the list of all the pastors at every Friends Church in the Indiana Yearly Meeting, 50 or so churches. And at Kenner Friends, even though this congregation, this meeting started in September of 1888, the first recording of a minister and the time served was 1900. And so in the last 125 years, I went through the list last night, was looking, and there's some of you, very few of you will remember Howard Parker. He was here for 10 years. He was the longest serving pastor, and now I've been here for 13 years. God called me not to just the ministry, but he called me to the Kenner Friends Church. And so I thank him for this ministry. And I thank the church for allowing me to fulfill God's calling in my life. And then, of course, it was May of 2016 when God allowed me to start being the pastor at the Caddis Friends Church. And so I appreciate that, too. But so I was thinking about that. I was finishing 13 years. I'm getting ready to start year 14. Something new. But also, while it's just year 14 for me coming up, it's also a new year for all of us, 2025. And so I've got a unusual, I'll call it that, unorthodox, New Year's message to share with you today. It's called Hope in a World of Chaos. It's easy to look at the chaotic world around us and be discouraged. You may find yourself feeling overwhelmed even, perhaps consumed with anxiety. You're not the only person on this earth to feel overwhelmed by all the bad things happening around us. 2025 is a new year. The operative word there is new. But one thing that's not new is the chaos in our world. Psalm 42 and 43 describes a person at prayer in the midst of simultaneous despair and hope. Within 16 consecutive verses of those two chapters, the psalm writer repeats the same thing three times. Here's what he writes, again, three different times in 16 verses. Why am I discouraged? Why am I so sad? I will put my hope in God. Three times he asks why he's discouraged. Three times he asks why his heart is so sad. That amounts to despair, sounds like to me. And then immediately, without even thinking of an answer to his questions, he repeats three times what he will do. Even in his discouragement and sadness, he says that he will put his hope in God. Just a week ago, we were saying out loud or texting on Facebook the phrase, Happy New Year. But for some, maybe even for many, there is despair, discouragement, and sadness. And I think the major reason for this is that we live in a world of chaos. And the chaos in our world comes in many different forms, including, and I'm just going to list a few, disease, disorder, terrorists, floods, drought, forest fires, wars, corrupt governments, racial tensions, abortions, broken families, sexual sins, marriage problems, moral decay, murders, protesters, hate, division, etc., etc. Aren't you glad you came today with such an uplifting message? So I asked the question when I was thinking about this, is this something new or is it old? And is it worse now than ever before? Or has chaos always been going on? It seems worse now, but maybe it's partly because we see world news 24/7. So we see the world in chaos. But this got me to thinking, what if events in the Bible became headline stories like we read on the internet or see on the TV news? Would people living in those days, experiencing those events, have felt hopeless because their world was in chaos? And all they saw was this little village that they lived in, or the family they lived in, or the community. Would they have wondered if there would ever be better days ahead? So I'm resurrecting a message that I shared years ago, and I've kind of updated it a little bit. But I think we need to be reminded that the chaos in our world today and in the coming new year is not new. But here's the good news. There is hope in a world of chaos. There's going to be hope in 2025, even amidst the chaos. So here's what I did. I wrote some pretend news articles to sound like something we would get from our media today. Each one is based on an actual event recorded in the Bible. The first several are from the Old Testament, and then I got a few from the New Testament. About a 10 or 12 altogether, I think. So let me start with this very first one. And I think you'll be able to pick up where this is in the Bible, the story in the Bible. Some might be a little more obscure to you. Let's start our broadcast. The Eden Inquirer reports, after peaceful seasons seem to be lasting forever, the only residents of the Garden District have been permanently evacuated. It's an apparent first-time implementation of the new eminent domain law. Just days after the event, this reporter even noticed a pair of angels with flaming weapons guarding the entrance to Eden. The former resident, only identified by his first name, Adam, said his new homeland outside of Eden has been very difficult. Growing his food has become challenging with some new plants he's calling weeds. As he was sweating nonstop, he reminisced about the good old days with his pregnant wife, Eve. Only a day after our interview, Adam's wife gave birth to her child. She reported excruciating pain during childbirth. Medical doctors are looking into the cause of this pain in childbirth. Another story. The region's first murder of the year. Well, actually, the first murder ever just hit the record books. The suspect's name is Cain. He is currently in custody undergoing anger management treatment. What makes this story tragic is that the murdered person is his own brother. Investigators are on the scene trying to determine the motive behind this senseless death. And counselors are there to confront and comfort family and friends. And a blood-covered weapon was found near the victim's body. And while it appears to be just a common rock, government authorities are considering a ban on all future rock sales. Local meteorologists are dumbfounded by recent weather events. A strange phenomenon of water coming from the skies has been devastating communities in our viewing area. Entire towns in the valleys are completely flooded. The death toll has reached levels never heard of in the history of the world. This sky water, now being referred to as rain, has not stopped for the past 33 days. Thousands are fleeing to nearby mountain resorts. One concerned meteorologist said, quote, if this rain event continues for another week, even those resorts are at risk of being underwater. All other leading experts say that his prediction is outrageous, even ridiculous speculation. Hopefully this rain ends soon. The 7-day forecast will be in tomorrow's paper. The Twin Cities region of Sodom and Gomorrah lay barren today. Intense heat and smoke fill the air. Firefighters still cannot get close enough to the area to search for survivors. But even from a distance, it appears that the cities have been completely annihilated. We have found three eyewitnesses who tell of a harrowing escape. A gentleman by the name of Lot and his two daughters are being interviewed. Unfortunately, he said his wife didn't make it. Doctors say he seems to be suffering from mental incompetence from the trauma, since he keeps talking incoherently about, quote, fire that came down from the sky, and then something about his wife and salt. Next. It was a head-turning, even head-rolling event on the battlefield near Gath. The Israelite army had been at a standstill with the forces of the gigantic Philistine army. It was led by a soldier who stood head and shoulders above even the tallest warrior. A surprising hero emerged during today's battle. A young shepherd boy went one-on-one with the big guy, who referred to himself only as Mr. G. Mr. G reported to have repeated the phrase, "I pity the fool who tries to fight me." Yet even with the reluctance of military officials, young David used his modest weapon, a slingshot, and buried a stone in the forehead of his foe. To top off the victory, the boy actually severed the head of his opponent. Israelite insiders are already speculating big things are ahead for this unknown hero. In other news, all beaches have been closed for the holiday weekend. A Joppa TV station has reported a man-eating fish was spotted by sailors off the coast this morning. The storm-drenched men are being hospitalized and also evaluated by doctors in the psychological unit at St. Joppa Memorial. These men have been talking nonstop, telling a whopper of a fish story. Blood tests will determine if drugs were involved. A Mr. Daniel, who was convicted of treason and subsequently thrown into the lion's den, has mysteriously survived his punishment. Wild animal experts were planning on testing these normally vicious creatures to determine why they did not kill the criminal as planned. However, in a bizarre turn of events, several of the men who had brought charges against Mr. Daniel were thrown into the den. And the previously docile lions reacted as normal again, tearing the men to pieces. Names of the deceased are being withheld pending DNA results to confirm their identities. Law enforcement officers have been notified about an unusual crowd of protesters assembling just outside of Jericho. At this time, it appears to be only a peaceful march. But these people seem to be determined to assemble every day and march. As of today, it's been 6 days of walking around the perimeter of the city walls. Jericho government officials are telling residents they have nothing to fear from the odd-acting protesters. They say they are not carrying any weapons. However, a few of the men brought trumpets. Maybe they're planning a concert. The last few stories are from the New Testament. Loved ones of the deceased relatives have been terrorized by a man at the Gerasenes Cemetery. This year's decoration day is a bust, as families cannot go near graves without facing a homeless, naked, crazy man. Even local law enforcement has had no success in trying to arrest or handcuff the suspect. Homeland Security is trying to determine if this is a lone wolf or if he's connected to a terrorist organization. This developing story, is something we will continue to investigate. However, in what may be related, it's been reported that a large herd of pigs near the cemetery has been destroyed. This had an immediate impact on the market, as hog futures have skyrocketed. Next. In what appears to be a religiously motivated hate crime, a man was stoned to death by a mob. About 1:32 p.m., a crowd was seen gathering around a man known only as Stephen. Witnesses say he did nothing to start the fight. But within minutes, dozens of men gathered rocks and began pummeling the innocent bystander. Stephen was later identified as a member of the new religious movement called Christ Followers, also known as Christians. The headline read, "Carnage, Death, Blood." The Jerusalem Post was first on the scene this morning of the gruesome murderous events that occurred overnight. By the stroke of a pen, King Herod ordered the slaughter of babies and children 2 years of age and under. Horrifying screams and uncontrolled crying were heard overnight as the Roman soldiers carried out the orders of the king. As the streets flowed with blood, the eyes of families flowed with tears. How could even a corrupt government do something so savage to their most innocent citizens? No one seems to know why this happened. But at press time, as best we can tell, only boys were targeted. I can barely manage to write this report myself, as my 18-month-old son, my only child, was ripped from my wife's arms and murdered right in front of our eyes. Does that make that story in the Bible seem a little bit more real? And finally, here's the last one. Total joy turns into total sorrow for one man during this year's Passover celebration. Born in Bethlehem, raised in Nazareth, was an up-and-coming rabbi named Jesus. During the past few weeks, the crowd following Jesus grew very large. And just days ago, as he entered Jerusalem, people were shouting hosannas and laying palm branches on the road. But his royal road soon became a road that led to his arrest, prosecution, conviction, punishment, and ultimately his execution. Never before has this reporter seen love turn to hate so quickly. Riot police have been out all day Friday trying to calm down this sea of rage. In an unrelated event, the earthquake today seemed to cause very little destruction. However, there was significant damage reported at the temple to one of their curtains. In conclusion, I assume this is the last we will be reporting on the late Rabbi Jesus. Just as I finish here, a couple more thoughts. Today, our world may be in chaos. Maybe not maybe, is in chaos. But that's nothing new. The bottom line for us today to remember is to know that God has been, he is, and always will be in control. Amen. So there's always been, there is, and always will be hope.